Stark, this is a dictating on Debbie Menke. That's Debbie, Debbie. Menke is Menckei. M as in Mary, Menckei. Menke. Date of birth is 7/18/58, date of visit. Seven 18/25. Today's date is 7/18/25. Next paragraph. This is a consult from Dr. Mina Zahiri. Mina, M-I-N-A. Zahiri, Z-A-H-E-D-I. Next paragraph. Dear Mina, M-I-N-A, thank you for sending Debbie Menke for evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is cough and wheezing. Next paragraph, history present illness. This is a 67-year-old female who has had an episode of bronchitis. About a month ago, had shortness of breath, wheezing and coughing spells, and received a course of antibiotics and steroids with some resolution of her symptoms. The patient was also sent for a chest CT on 7/3/25, which showed mild emphysema and scarring and a low density 1.2 centimeter lesion in the left lobe of the thyroid. There was no mediastinal adenopathy and no coronary calcifications, period. The patient presently has minimal cough and wheezing, but does have some nasal allergies, post-nasal drip, and sinus drainage. She has been on an albuterol inhaler, two puffs TIDPRN, and uses montelukast 10 milligrams a day. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history is significant for a hysterectomy in 2000 and bladder lift surgery with rectocele repair in 23. She has no hypertension or diabetes, but has had recurrent bronchitis and wheezing. Next paragraph, habits. Patient smoked one pack per day for 18 years and then quit. No significant alcohol use. Next, allergies to codeine. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of old age. Mother is alive and had a history of colon cancer. Next, med list. Montelukast 10 milligrams daily. And omeprazole 20 milligrams daily. Steel-to-respimat 2.5 micrograms, two puffs a day. And Zyzol 5 milligrams, such as albuterol, two puffs, PRN. Next, system review. The patient has had some weight loss, no fatigue. She has mild cataracts. She has hoarseness, and wheezing, and occasional cough. No shortness of breath. She has hay fever and asthma. No abdominal pains, heartburn, no constipation. She has no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pain, no leg swelling, no anxiety, no depression. She has easy bruising. And she has no joint pain, some muscle stiffness, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. She does have some itchy skin. Next, physical exam. This moderately overweight elderly white female is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, rictus, cyanosis, or perfilledema. Cyanosis, but has mild perfilledema, no lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 130 over 80, pulse is 82, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 185, saturation 98. HE and D anomphalic, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucus injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Diminished breath sounds to the periphery. Occasional wheezes, upper chest. Heart, the absence of regular sonorous to no murmur. Abdomen soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. Bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema, lesions, mild varicosities. mild edema and mild varicosities. No calf tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next, compassion number 1, asthma with chronic bronchitis. Number 2, gastroesophageal reflux. Number 3 is allergic rhinitis and sinusitis. Number 4 is thyroid nodule. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a complete PFT with bronchodilator study. Continue with albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN, and montelukast, 10 milligrams once a day. She will call if she has any respiratory infection. And follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 6 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Oh, can you also mention, the patient will also get a CBC, IgE level and a total eosinophil count. Okay, follow-up is in 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Mina Zahidi, M-I-N-A Zahidi, Z-A-H-E-D-I. Thank you.